Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering Numbers in IELTS Listening, a guide to score higher. As an IELTS instructor with over two decades of experience, I've witnessed countless students stumble over a surprisingly simple yet crucial aspect of the listening test, writing numbers correctly. While it might seem trivial, misinterpreting or miswriting a number can cost you valuable points. This comprehensive guide will equip you with the knowledge and strategies to confidently tackle numbers in the IELTS listening test and boost your overall score. Why understanding numbers in IELTS listening matters. The ability to accurately understand and write numbers is essential for several reasons. Accuracy. In the IELTS listening test, details matter. Whether it's a date, a phone number, or a statistical figure, recording the information precisely as you hear it is crucial for a high score. Real-life application. The IELTS test assesses your English language skills in practical, everyday contexts. Numbers are integral to communication, from understanding directions and prices to following instructions and discussing statistics. Confidence boost. Mastering numbers eliminates a potential source of anxiety, allowing you to focus on the broader listening comprehension tasks at hand. How to write numbers in IELTS listening effectively. Follow these proven strategies to improve your handling of numbers in the IELTS listening test. 1. Anticipate numbers. The context of the listening material often provides clues about the type of numbers you'll encounter. For instance, if the conversation is about a historical event, anticipate dates. If it involves booking a flight, expect to hear prices, flight numbers, and times. 2. Focus on pronunciation. Pay close attention to how numbers, especially those with similar sounds, are pronounced. Distinguish between teen and 2i. Notice the difference in stress and vowel sounds, e.g. 13 versus 30. Similar sounding numbers. Be alert to numbers like 50 and 15 or 14 and 40. 3. Practice number dictation. Regularly engage in number dictation exercises. You can find these online through IELTS preparation materials or even by creating your own with a study partner. Vary the speed and accent of the dictation to simulate the actual test environment. 4. Be aware of variations. Remember that numbers can be expressed in various ways. Dates, the 10th of June or June the 10th, 2006 or 2006. Times 8:30 p.m., half past 8 in the evening, 8:30 at night. Fractions and decimals, 1 quarter, 0.25, 25%. 5. Utilize shorthand. Develop a system of shorthand symbols for frequently occurring words like thousand, hundred, point, or percent to aid quick note-taking during the test. 6. Double-check your answers. Always allocate time to review your answers. Ensure that all numbers are legible and correctly transcribed, paying particular attention to those tricky teens and ties. Illustrative examples from IELTS listening. Let's look at how these strategies apply to real IELTS listening scenarios. Scenario 1. A conversation about a historical figure. Audio. The museum's new exhibition celebrates the life and work of Leonardo da Vinci, born in 1452 and renowned for masterpieces like the Mona Lisa. Potential pitfall. Mishearing 1452 as 1415 due to similar pronunciation. Solution. Anticipate dates in the context of a museum exhibition and pay close attention to the stressed syllable in the number. Scenario 2. A lecture on population statistics. Audio. The city's population has increased by a staggering 25% in the past decade, reaching an estimated 3.2 million inhabitants. Potential pitfall. Confusing the decimal point in 3.2 million and writing it as 3,002 million. Solution. Be familiar with different ways to express large numbers and pay close attention to the placement of point in decimals. Expert tips for success. Stay calm. If you miss a number, don't panic. Move on and focus on catching the next piece of information. You can often infer missed details from the context. Practice makes perfect. Consistent practice is key to mastering any skill. The more you expose yourself to different accents and speeds, the more confident you'll become in your ability to accurately understand and write numbers. Conclusion. Don't let numbers be your downfall in the IELTS listening test. By understanding the importance of accuracy, implementing effective listening strategies, and practicing regularly, you can conquer this often overlooked aspect of the exam. Remember, every detail matters. on your journey to achieving your desired IELTS score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.